How to deal with unanswered prayers. Today we're going to look at the advice given to us from three saints regarding this topic. First off, St. Augustine, who said, "Pray for temporal goods in private and rest in the knowledge that they come to us from Him who knows what is best for us." And isn't that what causes us the most anxiety in life? Not believing that God knows what's best for us in all circumstances. Did you ask and not get what you wanted? Trust in your Father. If it would have been good for you, you would have received it. Before God, you are as much as a little child is before you. All day long, the child cries his eyes out so that you will give him a knife to play with. I wonder if St. Augustine has did some babysitting. Our children might not cry out for a knife, but they do cry out for other things. For a phone, smartphone, Xbox, want McDonald's every meal. There's certain things that our children cry out for that we have to say no to the request because it's simply not good for them. Just think about the virtue that's needed to use a smartphone correctly. That little thing has a great power, doesn't it? Just all this information at your fingertips, searches, you put that into the hands of a child who has unbridled curiosity, you're going to have problems. Because that curiosity needs to be moderated by the virtue of temperance. The point is, you give children certain things and they haven't risen to a certain level of virtue in order to use that thing, you're going to have great problems. You wisely refuse his plea and pay no attention to his wailing. You deny him in little things so as to preserve more important things. You want the child to grow up safely and possess all his own good without danger. And so this is also true when it comes to our requests in prayer before God. If God had answered all the prayers that I've ever said in my life to him, I think my life would be ruined. And so out of loving kindness, I think God has not answered many of my prayers. And in fact, that is become the answer to my prayers. He didn't answer them. I'll give you an example. I think back to the time when I was in my first year of university. I was in the commerce law program here in our city. And if God would have answered the prayer from my heart, "God, make me a lawyer. Help me get through all this school," my life would be ruined. I really think so. If I had gone through that, I think I would be very self-sufficient. I don't think I would have ever came to the conclusion that I need a personal Lord and Savior, that I need His church. I doubt that I would have come to that conclusion. I would have drifted away from the faith much further. I would have never then entered full-time ministry, and I would have never then met the greatest blessing in my life, which is my wife, and now our beautiful children. If God had answered my prayer request when I was in early university, "God, make me a lawyer," my life would be ruined. So I'm very grateful that God left that prayer unanswered in my early university days because it opened the way for a greater blessing, a blessing that I could have never imagined. Next, let's look at St. Alphonsus Liguori. "The physician who loves his patient will not allow him to have those things that he sees would do him harm." Now, normally this is the case. Normally, doctors do want the best for their patients, but nowadays it's a little different. For example, if a patient wants to die, then in some cases that doctor will facilitate that request. So there's a little confusion right now about do no harm. But I would say in most cases, yes, this analogy holds true that a doctor, a good doctor, will do no harm to their patient. And therefore, when men ask God for health or riches, he often denies them because he loves them, knowing that these things would be to them an occasion of losing his grace, or at any rate of growing tepid in the spiritual life. So God will not answer any prayer that will be harmful to our spiritual life or union with Him. But does that mean that we should not ask for Him to meet our temporal needs? And St. Alphonsus continues on to explain, no. Not that we mean to say that it is a defect to pray to God for the necessaries of the present life, so far as they are not inconsistent with our eternal salvation. As the wise man said, "Give me only the necessaries of life." Nor is it a defect, says St. Thomas, to have an anxiety about such goods, if it is not inordinate. So what is this defect? The defect in asking God to meet our temporary needs is treating our temporary needs as though they are the highest good. And they aren't. The highest good is God, union with God Himself. Therefore, when we ask of God these temporal favors, we ought also to ask them with a resignation and with a condition if they will be useful to our soul. So I think it's important to remember that when we have prayer requests and they seem to go unanswered, that does not mean God is indifferent to our suffering. It does not mean that God has stopped loving us. It does not mean that he has stopped caring for us. It means that everything that God answers through prayer is good for our eternal salvation. And if it's not good for our eternal salvation, God will simply not answer that prayer. Which leads us to another saint, Mother Teresa. We are at Jesus' disposal. If he wants you to be sick in bed, if he wants you to proclaim his work in the streets, if he wants you to clean toilets all day, that's all right. Everything is all right. We must say, I belong to you. You can do whatever you'd like. And this is our strength. This is the joy of the Lord. And this is a beautiful thing of Mother Teresa, to be able to accept her circumstances as coming from the hands of God and saying, Lord, everything you want, let it be done in my life. And then accept everything that happens in life as coming from God. Now, again, that's easier said than done, but I think sometimes very important to remember when we are struggling and having difficulty and it seems like our prayers are going unanswered, what should we do? Well, remember the words of Jesus. I think he had that happen, didn't he? Think about the agony in the garden. Jesus perceives what is about to happen to him. He doesn't like it. He knows a crucifixion is around the corner. And how does Jesus pray? Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Still, not my will, but yours be done. And this is an important thing to remember when we're praying before God, because sometimes we just don't know his will. For example, you're sick. We can pray, Lord, heal me. Well, is it his will? I don't know. You need a promotion. Lord, give me that promotion at work. You need the money. Is it God's will? I don't know. So at the end of these prayer requests, what should we do? Say, not my will, but yours be done. Because that prayer, if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for us. An additional thought. An unanswered prayer is a great tragedy when it is a result of an unoffered prayer. And what I mean by that is sometimes we can think that our wishful thinking is actually a prayer. But he doesn't answer that prayer because we've never asked. We have the desire, we have the longing, we have the wish, and it may actually correspond to his perfect divine will. But the reason it does not come through in our life is simply because we have not asked God. See, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. We are commanded by Jesus to seek him in prayer and to ask. Ask, ask. And so I want you to see this video as an encouragement at the end to continuously ask God to meet all your needs, whether they be temporal needs or the eternal ones. It does not matter. Ask in all circumstances. Because I think sometimes prayers are not answered because we've left them in the realm of wishful thinking. And we've never presented them to our Heavenly Father. Friends, thank you so much for watching, and let me know your thoughts. Comment below what stood out to you and why, and I'll see you soon.